Is there not a cause to fight through? Is there not a cause to press through? That's why Paul say, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for to what is before me, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the higher call. Do I have a witness in here? And then he said, he told him in verse 47, and all the assembly shall know the Lord saveth not with the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. You see, we got to realize that God doesn't fight with a sword and a spear. That was another reason David didn't want Saul's sword. There's another reason he didn't ask for an armor bearer who had a shield and a spear. He said, the Lord is my shield and buckler. Y'all don't hear me. He said, the Lord is my shade upon my right hand. We got to realize that he is the sword of the spirit. Y'all don't hear me now. Oh yeah, the Bible lets us know that he's our helmet of salvation. Come on and say man here. He's our loins being girt about with truth, our breastplate of righteousness. And so since the Lord is all of that, I don't need all that you're trying to give me. Oh, come on and praise his name. And so David said, I want you to know that the Lord will deliver, and he don't need a sword nor a spear. We need to know that it's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. Why is it by his spirit? When David took his hand and put it in the bag, David began to let the slingshot whip. Come on and say amen. He had a slingshot in his hand. He had a staff in his hand. Come on. He didn't have to have two hands, but when he put the one hand up, come on and say amen. Oh yeah, when he put the one hand up and began to sling his slingshot shot around, you can hear it in the wind. Come on, what have you heard in the wind? The Bible said that you need to hear. He said that let the church hear what the Spirit of God is saying. The Spirit is the wind. The Spirit is the pneuma of God, the breath of God. Come on and say amen. And the reason why he got smooth stones is because smooth stones travel better in the wind. What are you saying, preacher? Is that when you become smooth enough from being handled by God, when you become smooth like the stones, come on and say amen, then you can maneuver better in the Spirit. You'll know exactly what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Y'all don't want to hear me preach this morning. I believe y'all went home on me. Oh yeah, come on and say amen. But the Bible said that it came to pass that when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, David hasted. When he arose up and he started walking toward David, David said, I'm running towards you. I'm going to defeat you. Come on and say amen. David ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Look, you got to see something. David knew that if I get out from up this mountain and I get down in the valley, I'm on my own, because they scared anyway. They already said they scared. And so if I get down here, I'm by myself. And all I got is...
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't fret because he.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Closed in reverence to God. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you now for this time of hearing from you. As we open up the Word, God, we pray that you would allow the Holy Ghost to open up the understanding, the meaning, the illumination. And then as he does, God, give us power to practice these principles so that we might profit from them and ultimately give you the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the believers said, amen. God bless you. I am drawn back to a very familiar verse of scripture, or a couple of verses, as we shall use for our launching verses, found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
All right.
The word is yet alive and gives birth to new meaning and takes us to deeper depths. And so I want us to look at this, if we will. Proverbs chapter 3, very familiar verse of scripture in verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, next level trust. Next level trust. You may be seated. Next level trust. The writer of the Proverbs, noted as one of the wisest men who ever walked planet Earth, save Jesus Christ, says to us to trust in the Lord. Now, he is qualified to say this because of his trust as a young man, even as a boy, as some would say, as he placed his trust in the Lord, as he had a love and a profound love at that for the Lord, where he understood the power of God, and as he grew in the word of God, the will of God, even the work of God, he discovered the principles of God. And so as he speaks this word, it is a challenging word for us, because what we must grasp and hold on to in this concept is that you must first be in relationship with God. You must accept him and know him as Creator. You must know him as Lord. You must know him as your provider. You must know him as your peace. You must know him as your protector. All of these things come and are revealed in the relationship with God. Now, as you note this, you will note some things about this relationship that he calls us to do when it says trust in. Again, I tell you, the word in denotes relationship. You can't trust him if you don't know him. And in relationship gives us the right to trust him because we know him and or have surrendered and are submitted to him as Lord and Creator. So now, knowing this and understanding this, when we trust in the Lord, it is profoundly important to understand that God does not want a piece or a part of our heart. He wants it all. He's worthy of it all. The old saints used to have a saying, if you trust him for
one thing.
Trust him for all. So the first thing that you need to know about trusting God is that it must be in a relationship with him, and out of that relationship, you are born and birthed into a whole nother experience with him. So first thing I want you to see is that trust begins now. Somebody say now.
Now.
And now, again, being in relationship with God. If you are in relationship with God, you had to trust him to get there. God is not physical. He is not natural. He is not human. You didn't see him in the flesh. You don't know him that way. So it obviously took trust and faith for you to get into a relationship with him. So now that you are in relationship with him, you must understand that you already have trust, but we're not talking about first level trust. We're talking about next level trust. Now listen at this, because it is the trust that got you into the relationship with the Lord that serves as your foundation for which you shall move into next level experiences with the Lord. Now, because we get into this relationship with God through faith and through trust, we must recognize that those same things are going to be necessary to elevate us to the next place in God. You don't get something new to get to that place. You get the same thing, but strengthened. You get the same thing, but more powerful. And so listen to this. When the word says trust in the Lord with all, okay, you started with some of your heart, but God says as you grow, you're supposed to yield more of your heart until you've come to that place where you've yielded your whole heart to God. Now, most of the things that we deal with, we suffer with, we have issues with, we have problems from, is because if we would be honest with ourselves, we did not trust God with our whole heart. How many of us in our own lives would say, you know, the Lord said to me such and such a thing, but, you know, I second-guessed the Lord, and or I did not obey the Lord, or I did not, you know, want to admit that God was right, so I did it my way and found out my way wasn't the right way?
All right.
Okay. Now, those of you who didn't raise your hands. All right. Listen at this. Trust is when?
Now.
Now. Now, trust now is a reality. Tell somebody, I trust the Lord. Now, you do trust Him because you are here now. You are in relationship with Him now. So keep in mind that you have what it takes to go to the next level of trust with Him. But it's going to take some exercising to get to that place. And so as we recognize this and we've come into that place where we know Him now and it is a reality, one of the things that's, again, in the text that ushers us in this principle is this. Notice what it says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, we're moving from where we are in this first level experience of trust to the next level. One of the things that I want you to know about next level is next level keeps going to the next level.
That's it.
So next level for somebody might be 3-4 steps from the first. Next for somebody else might be 6 levels from the first. Next for somebody else could be 12 levels from the first. So next level means your experience with God, that place that God is trying to take you. For a newborn babe in Christ, they are not going to be at the same place a mature saint is in God for the next level experience. But every day, in some way or another, God prepares us to move from one good degree to the next with Him. Now, keep in mind, if we already have trust in God now, and it is a reality, then we must continue to move along that same path of trusting Him. Notice it says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Every time I try to think it out, figure it out, work it out in my own mind, I'm leaning to my own understand. I am utilizing all that I use to process my answer or come to my conclusion or make my decision. The only problem with that is that my information input already might be faulty. So in other words, if what I'm processing my answer for this situation or for this answer to be what it ought to be, I can't utilize all that I have in me because Jeremiah 17 again says in the ninth verse that my heart is desperately wicked, that there are some issues underneath my own skin that I can't even trust for myself. So what I can trust that's not going to change is the Word of God. It's not going to deceive me. It's not going to lie to me. It's not going to fool me because God's Word is pure. So that means if I'm going to make a decision and trust God, I cannot lean to my own understanding, which means I need new understanding. So we move from now to new. Somebody say new.
New.
That means I need new trust. Now, I don't really need new trust as a whole word, new trust. I need a new level of trust. So that simply means then I need renewed trust. Because sometimes what we don't understand is we must continuously renew our trust in God so that we can go to the next place that God would have us. If we have now,
trusted him, and it is a reality. Now we're not leaning to our own understanding. We're using a new level of trust, which means it is renewed in him. How do we get it renewed in him? I'm glad you asked. Through his word. His word constantly brings us to a new place in him. His word constantly brings us to a new level of trust in him. His word, as we read it, as we hear it, as we act upon it, begins to bring about a new revelation to life for us. And so what you've got to understand is, if you're going to move to new levels of trust in God, you're going to have to stay in the word.
Amen.
You know, you can't take the word, and a whole lot of folk don't realize that just because you're here in church on Sunday mornings and perhaps on Wednesday noon or night studying the word, that's not all your spirit man needs to renew your trust in God. Sometimes we felt like God has let us down, or God didn't answer us when we thought he should have, or God perhaps didn't show up when we thought he should have. And sometimes our trust factor, whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes becomes shaky because we have not either adhered to understanding God's timing is not always our timing, to not understand that God's ways are not always our ways, to understand that God's thoughts are not always our thoughts. Sometimes because we are not in the word, we cannot see it from God's vantage point. So as a result of that, sometimes when our situations happen and they don't happen the way that we think they ought to happen, our trust factor sometimes slide from where it used to be to where it ought to be. So keep in mind now, you've got to renew your trust. How do you renew your trust? You go back to the word of God, that same word that gives you understanding, that same word that gives you illumination, that same word that gives you the understanding of the path that you should take, because God shows us according to his word how we ought to move, how we ought to act, how we ought to think, how we ought to flow. All of these things come from the knowledge of God's word. So if I renew myself in the study of the word, if I renew my faith every day and my trust every day by consulting the word of God, fellowshipping with God, communing with God, my trust level increases. Now listen at this. If I have trust him for one thing and he's proven himself there, the same God who is faithful in that one thing is faithful in all things. I cannot limit God to my limited understanding. I cannot limit God to my limited power. I cannot limit God to that place where I am when God is infinitely so much greater than I. And so when I begin to realize this, I recognize that I need a new level of trust, and it must be renewed in the word of God. Look at what he says again. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Let me ask you a question. Has your own understanding ever messed you up? Has your own understanding ever messed anybody else up? Have you ever given anybody advice you wouldn't take yourself? Well, you know, it's interesting, because when you lean to your own understanding, you're setting yourself up for a letdown. Because your understanding, keep this in mind, is always fractured. Your own understanding is always limited to your own experience and or exposure. Your own understanding is limited to your finite thinking. So if ever you want to do it God's way, don't limit yourself to your own understanding, because you never understand it all. And the truth of the matter is, we'll understand it better, as the old saint said, by and by. Paul said we see darkly through a glass. Now, there are some things right now that we can't grasp, but on the other side, it will be revealed in totality. So know this, there are some things that are still mysterious to us that may be mysterious to us until we reach the other side, until we're finally in the presence of the Lord in fullness. Now notice what he goes on to say, because there's another part that we need to know. Not only is trust now in a reality, But not only must, if we're making our steps toward a new level, must it be new and renewed. But there's something else that I need you to see. Look at what verse 6 says. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Now, that means then that there is a next step that is necessary in going the next level. The next step after you have given to him this new and renewed trust level, after you have considered now it is a reality that I trust him to some degree, let me increase this trust so that I can go to the places that God wants me to go to. Every time I get stuck in a rut, it's because I have not gone to the next place of trust in my heart. God can show you a vision, give you a dream, prepare for you what he has in front of you, and show it to you, and you still not move on that because in your heart you have not gone to the next level, taken the next step. How many of you have had visions and dreams and God has given you, and you know it is confirmed in your spirit about something in the future that will benefit and bless your life or call you to a work or level in him, and you know it in your heart, whether it's past or even right now, and you didn't move on it when God told you. You ain't got to raise your hand, but this is for you, though. This is for you. Now, this is important because even in business and different areas of our lives, God gives us across the board that experience. And it's not always easy, to be honest with you, especially when they're grand and they are beyond our grasp to touch and reach, or it's beyond what we're used to or accustomed to. And then you've got to be careful, again, who you share those things with. As Joseph discovered with his own flesh and blood, with his own brethren, when God showed him how he was going to elevate him and use him and bring him to a whole new place of glory, and he shared that with his brothers, his family folk got mad. So everybody in your family isn't happy for you when God's planning to do some supernatural and great and wonderful things far beyond. First of all, they begin to wonder why you get it, not me.
That's it.
What makes you so much better? I deserve it more than you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got to recognize that you have got to come into a place where you understand that that next level trust begins underneath the skin in the heart. But there's something else I want you to realize, that in order to get to that place, in order to move and minister on that level, you have got to not only see or hear, but know the will of God concerning that issue for your life. Look at what he says. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Now, notice the word ways is plural. In all thy ways, which does not limit you to one area, one arena, one avenue. In all thy ways. Everything that we do in life, every place that we are in life, all of those things are connected to God. We are there either through obedience or disobedience. We are there either because we have yielded or have not yielded to God. We are there because God has spoken and we obeyed or heard or acquiesced to it, or we did not. And so every place in our lives where we are, we can look at it and say, I am here because I did obey God, or I'm here because I did not obey God. And it brings a whole new place of understanding when you realize that the mess you're in, you are part of it. And you caused it. How easy it is for me to point fingers and blame this person and that person for where I am when I had a contributing effect to being where I am. Devil ain't made me do nothing. And I know you might want to believe he made you do it, but that's a lie. You did what you wanted to, it just didn't come out like you thought it would. And that's one of the things with the devil. He's not going to show you the outcome as God will. So that's part of his trick. He only shows you the glamour. He don't show you the gloom. He only shows you the effect that he wants you to see, but he doesn't want you to see the effect that it will ultimately have. And so when we don't understand these things and we don't move according to God and we don't acknowledge him in all our ways, because notice this, if I acknowledge God in everything I do, Now that's the next step there, because that's the part right there that keeps me from making a mistake. Yes, yes, yes. Think about this. If today I said to myself, self, and y'all know what self will say, right? Huh? From this day forward, everything I do, I'm going to acknowledge him first. How different would my life be from this day, beginning with what I choose to eat after service? If I said to myself, you know, I'm going to eat today, Lord, I want to acknowledge you. What should I eat? Now, I want you to know, God ain't going to say, go get you some greasy. I mean, I can go on and go on. I'm just throwing out a hint here. God's not going to leave me wrong, because this is his temple that I am responsible for. So why would he tell me to put something in here that's not good for this? So if I acknowledge him, he's going to tell me, maybe I don't know anything about it, but what if I say, Lord, listen, I want to learn how to eat healthy so that I can, you know, take care of this temple. Maybe it may not be today in totality that I learn all of the principles of proper eating and good health and so forth and so on, but he will day by day lead me to people, places, and things that will instruct me how I might eat properly so that my body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, would be utilized again with, filled with things that are healthy for it. I mean, what about my finances? If before I got to, you know, well, I said, Lord, you know what? That demon spirit of shopping is all on me. And I don't really need nothing. So should I go to the mall, or should I go do this, that, and that? And the Spirit of the Lord said, well, no, you don't need to do that. And then he'll knock that demon off my shoulder. But if I don't acknowledge him, I'm just trying to give you some practical points here to understand when it say, in all thy ways. See, our problem is we get so holier than thou, we only want to acknowledge him in spiritual things. And it's not all about that arena only, because we are not all spiritual. So that means in every way, in all thy ways, when I acknowledge him, he is going to direct my paths, the word says. So in that next level of trust, I've got to realize that the only way that I can get there is to hear from him. Acknowledging him means that I say to him, God, this is what I'm planning to do. Is this all right with you? If there is a better way, if there is a greater thing that you desire me to do, then reveal it to me. Once I turn it over to him, it's left up to him to tell me what he wants me to do. Because the word says, and he shall. That's a certainty. No maybe, no might, no perhaps. When I acknowledge him in all my ways, God will direct your paths. He's going to do it. Why is he going to do that? Because you have, again, trusted him to another place in your heart, and he will lift you to another place, not only in his word, but in his will and in his way. Now, let me tell you what it isn't. It isn't emotions, and it isn't, you know, feelings, and it isn't what you think and how you feel and about this. It's about him. If you belong to him, it's about him. That's why he wants you to acknowledge him. The only reason why he wants to be a part of it is because you are part of him.
That's it, amen.
And whatever you say, whatever you do, wherever you go, however you act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you represent him. So he wants to be a part of it. And when you acknowledge him, he's going to direct you. And he's going to direct your paths, and he's going to lead you, and he's going to guide you in the places that you should go to give him glory. Yeah. Look at Psalm 21 right quick, if you don't mind. And I want you to see, I'm going to give you just a couple verses. Now, if the king has sense enough to trust God, don't you think you ought to have? Look at Psalm 21 and verse 7. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. The king says, you know what? There's no one greater than God. I trust in God. My kingdom is established because of my trust in God. See, there are some things that you've got to realize that you can't keep yourself. The only way they'll be established before God is if they are given to God, acknowledged before God, and allowed by God to handle that situation. The word says the king, and I want you to see this word. The king does what?